Okay, it's wonderful to see everybody. We are going to deviate from our learning of Maseches Kedushin and do a Pesach topic. Last time I gave you the choice of Purim or Kedushin, you said Purim. This time I decided I wouldn't even give you the choice because I anticipated the answer you would have given. So we're going to do a Pesach topic since it's our last time learning for the Kolol. Most yeshivas go on Ben Azmanim already. We're after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. But the Halaga BRS afternoon Kolol is such a group of Masmidim that we go even into Nissan. So the topic we're going to examine together this afternoon is the issue of Hallel on Pesach night. Hallel on Pesach night. Who here has the minhag to stay in shul and say Hallel in shul on Pesach night? About half the people. I would ask who here leaves, but I'm going to assume it's the other half the people. Unless I should ask who sits and falls asleep in shul and doesn't say Hallel. I don't know. It's the third option. BRS, we finish Maariv, and then we invite those who have the minhag to stay behind and say Hallel, and end with Aleinu and Kaddish again. That's our minhag. So I want to talk about, where does this come from? Why do we have different minhagim? What's the idea? It's the one night a year. We don't say Hallel at night any other time of the year. Hallel we say in davening in the morning, Rosh Chodesh, Yomim Tovim, Chanukah. Hallel belongs in the morning. What in the world is Hallel doing on Pesach night? And why do different minhagim develop? And what should one do if they find themselves in a place different than the minhag that they have? There's a tremendous amount of literature on this topic, but in particular I want to thank Rabbi Flug, who as always really organizes them in a wonderful way. So let's begin. Shulchan Aruch, we see in source number one, in Tov Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, B'la Rishon Shal Pesach Gomre Mahalo B'tzibur B'ni'ima B'bracha T'chilo V'sof. First night of Pesach, you complete Hallel in a pleasant manner. And you don't just say Hallel symbolically, a gesture of Hallel, but a bracha, tchila v'sof. You say Hallel b'ne'ima. I like that the Shulchan Aruch gives a little instruction. Don't fly through Hallel, don't rush through Hallel. Should be a sweet Hallel. Should be a pleasant Hallel. Sing, don't be afraid to sing a little bit of Hallel.
Because you're afraid, you think you have to rush to go home to
say Hallel. So b'ne'ima, you say it b'ne'ima. You're worried about the Afrikomen before Chatzos. Yeah. And the Mechaber throws in that if you live outside Eretz Yisrael where you observe 2 days of Yontif, then you don't just complete Hallel the first day of Yontif, first night, you finish Hallel both nights. I don't know what the Mechaber is talking about. This is not our practice. Whoever heard of saying Hallel in a shul at night at all? Ah, there is Hallel at night somewhere else on Pesach. Where is that? At the Seder. So obviously, we begin the conversation knowing that this night is different than all other nights, in that Chanukah at night, Shavuos at night, Sukkot at night, there is no other night you say Hallel anywhere, whether in the shul or at home. This is the only place that we say Hallel. But the Ramah comes along and he says, where do you say Hallel? You say it at home, you don't say it in the shul. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim Melech Olam. What are they arguing about? The Mishnah Berurah throws in source number two. Ein anu noagim ha'inu b'minidas elu u'minag sfardim lomar. Mishnah Berurah is quick to, I don't want to say correct, but to add to the Ramah that the Ramah is talking about Krakow, Poland. The Ramah is referring to Jews of Poland, Eastern Europe, 16th century and beyond. Ramah says, but the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out that the Sfardim understandably follow the Mechaber. And Sfardim, of course, do say Hallel with a bracha. What are they arguing about? Where do these divergent customs come from? Maseches Sofrim, source number three. Maseches Sofrim says the following. Perchaf, halacha, tes. Gomrim is a Hallel koshmonot simi ha-chanaka. You complete Hallel all Chanaka. Shnei prakim ha-rishonim ein mishim ve'in tzorich lomar lishol. Shnayim ha-achronim sholim ne'ayira. And so on. When can you interrupt? Elohim Shnayim ha-rishonim. We mentioned the different paragraphs. V'tzorich levarach b'tchilasim l'krosim b'ne'ima. You have to say it b'ne'ima. D'amar b'shem v'nyahotzalik yom ha-shmon ha-esar v'layla echad. Yachad gomer v'hasahalo. There are 18 days and one night that Hallel is recited. V'elohim, and when are they? 8 days of Chanukah. 8 days of Sukkot. Shavuos. First day of Pesach, v'leilo, and the night, uvegola, and in chutz laaretz, esrim ve'echad yom u'shtei leilos. It's 21 days and 2 nights. So we already see, what?
Full
hour, gomer mesahalo. And now we see it explicitly, not just the allusion of the nights, but there's a mitzvah to say Halal, the two nights of Pesach, the Beis HaKnesses in Shul, Levorach Aleihem Ula'omer Ben Ima, to make a bracha, to say it pleasantly, L'kayim HaShenemar, Unirom Imo Shemo Yachdav. Yidav could do it in Shul, in order to fulfill the pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, Unirom Imo, we exalt God, where, how? Yachdav. By the time you get to Halal at home, do you say a bracha, likros Halal? In the Haggadah? No, there is no bracha. And why? Says the Masechah Sofron, because you've already said it where? You've already said it at home. Second source is the Tosefta, earlier, 2nd century. So Sefta and Sukkah has the very same idea. Gemara Sukkah quotes the Tosefta. Tani Shmona So Yom V'Layla Echli Kor Mesa Halo Shmona Smi Achak Shmona Smi Achanaka Yat Vateres Yom Tav Rishon Shal Pesach V'Lei Lo. There, the Tosefta does not get into the whole notion of the Yontif Sheni, but it tells us. Talmud Bavli, the Gemara in source number 5. Dom Rabbi Yechana Mishum Mishum Ben Yotzadok Shmona So Yom B'Shana Yach Gomer Ben Zah Halo Shmona Smi Achak and so on. And Yom Tav Rishon Shal Pesach doesn't say V'Lei Lo. Yontif Shal Tzeres V'Gola Esom Yachad mentioned Gola, and here Yishnei Yom Rishonim Shal Pesach Be Yom Tom Shal Atzeres. So the Bavli, when it quotes it, does not mention the Laila Leilo, but the Tosefta does. What's different about the Tosefta and the Maseches Sofrim than the Bavli? Where were they written? In Eretz Yisrael. Tosefta and the Maseches Sofrim were authored in Israel, which is clearly where this custom began, to say the Hallel with a bracha bini ima at night. But the Bavli, Sukkah, does not mention it. Why do the Yemenites and the Sephardim say Hallel if the Rambam omits the practice? The Rambam does not record the practice of saying Hallel at night in Shul. Normally the Yemenites in particular, Sephardim, the Mechaber, in general, follow the Rambam. So why, in this case, do they not follow the Rambam? Very interesting sefer, Minag Avosena Biadener of Gedalia Oberlander, Chassidish Yid, but who brings an academic approach to Minhagim. It's a two-volume, at least I have two volumes of the set, Minag Avosena Biadenu, and he has a whole essay on this topic of Hallel on Pesach night. And he asks this question, Klal Minag Zeshel Amir Sahal B'Brocha B'la Pesach L'Vichach Yipalei Minayin L'Temanim Minag Zeh Anotam Yidivrei Rambam. Where do the Temanim have this custom from if they always follow the Rambam and the Rambam doesn't mention it? Lamito Shodover Bimeshach Adoros Achena his Labtios Brabos Beteman Bedover Kimo Shominak Ze Shekain Ze Noget Ashitas Rambam Achlam Rosos the Poa Becholach Ogim Beteman Noagin Kach Veneshas Efo Ashaela Lama Umadua. He says, though this practice wavered among the Temanim, today it is universal, today it is the prevalent custom, even of Temanim. Why? Mimakor kadmon shachacham Temani shenichtav od b'chaya Rambam. So he says we have an early source that dates to the time a contemporary of the Rambam himself, who says shekach nagu b'Teman od lefnei tkufas Rambam, that this was the practice in Yemen before the Rambam was ever born. V'kach kosu b'divrei Rabbi Shmaria ben Semach, and so it appears in the work of Rabbi Shmaria ben Semach, who writes. Mitzvah chiyuvis b'leli psachem ligmar halal levarach halal k'ma she'amar ba'al halachas gedolos the Bahag for biyarnu is a b'sefer echa b'rayas rabbos umay b'borim in a toseft m'sech ha'sukkah b'sidrim shal rishonim ken b'eret teiman gomer m'sah halal b'ez ha'kinesis v'kasher higiyo sifro shal agon agadol rabbi Moshe ben Maimon yishmeru tziro nogu miktas ha'am lashmito b'ho chicham b'rayas shal rabbi Moshe lo zachro u'kshay b'zeh ma'asu matan chazarnu v'kiyamnu divar rishonim v'shenogu me'az al piyah gon ba'al halachas gedolos. So very interesting, just in the history of halacha, An idea mentioned by the Minhag Avosena Biyadeinu is that the Bahag, based on the Tosefta that we just saw, introduced the custom in Yemen of saying Hallel at night in Shul with a bracha. So though when the Rambam came in authority, he disagreed with the custom and omitted it, the Minhag of the community trumped the conclusion and the Psak of the Rambam. So when did the Temanim follow the Rambam? When there wasn't an established custom, when there's a big debate among halachic authorities what to do, and the Rambam adjudicated, the Rambam decided, they followed the Rambam. But when the community developed a custom that preceded the Rambam, then even the great Rambam himself disagreeing could not uproot the custom. Very interesting, just as a aside. But the question still is why? Why did the custom develop? Why did the Tosefta mention it? Where did the Tosefta, the Maseches Sofrim, come from that Bilelo or Bishtei Lelos in Galios? Why, unlike the other Yom Tovim, would you say Hallel and Shul at night when you're going to say it later at the Seder? Yes.
In Source 5, he definitely quotes Rav Shimon ben Yehatzadok, Rav Leila, and then in Source 3, the Maseches Sofrim does quote Rav Shimon ben Yehatzadok and does say about the same person.
Yeah. So Maseches Sofrim came much later. So it's possible he edited it in. Maybe they had different versions. So I want to share with you 6 different reasons why Hallel would be said on in Shul at night. Most of them from the Rishonim, 4 from the Rishonim, 2 from Achronim. 6 reasons about where this minhag came from to say Hallel on Pesach night. The first is from the Rashba. To understand the Rashba, you got to see the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Brochos says the following, Source 7. Eila brocha sheposchem behem beboruch. Kol ha-brocha sposchem beboruch, ve-mais ha-brocha smuch al-chaverta, gom kriya shem ha-tfila ein poschem behem beboruch. All brochas begin with the word baruch. Unless you have a brocha, which is smuch al-chaverta, so you have one brocha that follows another brocha, so then you don't need to open with baruch. So what's an example? Avaraba. Avaraba is a long bracha. The whole thing is the bracha. It ends with Abacher Be'mo Yisrael Bi'ava. Why doesn't Ava Rabba begin with the word baruch? The answer is, it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. Ava Rabba comes right after Yotzer Hamoros. So since it's smucha l'chaverta, you view it as a continuation. The end of the previous bracha also serves as the beginning now of this bracha. Right? So that's what Yusham is giving an example. Whenever you have a bracha smucha l'chaverta, it is an exception to the rule of kol habrachos poschem beboruch. Heiser Rabbi Yirmiyahu are geula. Aye, what about geula, the bracha at the end of Magid, asher galon? So, shnei yidmar Rabbi Yochanan, halal im shama bebeis hakineses yatsa. So one can respond. You can answer this question based on Rabbi Yochanan's comment that if you heard halal already in shul yatsa, you were yotze.
What's the question, geula? Why you start with a baruch there?
It's a bracha smucha l'chaverta.
What bracha was there before?
Where's what's the Haggadah?
No.
In the Seder. In the Haggadah.
We have the whole Haggadah, and then we say the figa chanach nechem hoydas ha'al shabayach, and then we say
right.
Two prakam of halal.
Right.
We say asher galon, and also we're saying. So where's their bracha before?
The bracha at the end of Magid.
Which is not a
bracha. And then we go right into Baruch.
No,
we
say, to
yeah, so no, but the Asher Galanu.
Right?
That begins with Baruch. So what taka was the question? I'm trying to remember also from the Haggadah. Let's see the Rashba, maybe it'll be clear. So the Rashba is dealing with this. The Rashba is on Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph. And the Rashba says the following. Ilu rotsu likros kulo bebasa achas besakines. If you want to read the whole halal and shul, oh bebeso, as chayav lavarach alav kahid the maseches sofrim from the Yerushalmi, then you have to. Yeah, no. This is the question. It's a very simple question. I don't know why. I'm sorry. Why doesn't halal have a bracha? Why doesn't the halal at the seder have the bracha?
The halal at the end, you mean?
No, at the beginning. The
why is
the halal?
On halal?
Yeah.
That's the regula. That's the question.
But
yeah.
That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
No. He said, what's
right. I think that's what he was asking. So the Rashba's, and that's what he answered. If you heard Halal and Shul, you already fulfilled it.
No, that's not Harei Geula. What does the word Harei Geula mean? Hesef Rabbi Yirmiyahu Harei Geula. Shanya, the answer, what is the question?
Yeah, so let's see the Rashba. Eilu rotz likros kula basachas bezik and eso beso az chayav levarach alav kaid misachas sov yushalmi tani b'tsev to peregari psachem b'nei yir shein lehem yishe yikra esah halav hochen lebezik and eso korem peregrishon hochen voshen hochen vishos and chosen aboyim v'gom is kulo fi askam az zush agone olam nir persu yushamish kasavs lemal dachi kamar shnihi, what was the answer? Shim shama bezik and eso yotza v'hilchach ikar takonis kriyos bezik and eso haya v'lo bebaiz u'v'kriyos bezik and eso zush she tiknu levarach she ikar atakana umitzis akriya av a bias low וכן בדין הוא שאלו מי ששאל מבייס הכנסת יצא ואינו מברך על שולחנו מי שלא שאל מבייס הכנסת גמר על שולחנו מברך יום ושתיים בבייס אחד זה קורא מברך זה קורא ואינו מברך הלכו ברכס גאלנו לב סמוכי ולפיכך פסח בה בברך. You're right, we're missing something in our Haggadah. Maybe their Haggadah, the assumption is that it was smucha l'chaverta. What's it smucha to? I don't remember. But the assumption of the Yerushalmi and of the Rashba is that Asher Ga'alanu is smucha.
We do a bracha on Hallel, maybe?
We don't say a bracha.
Say, you go to it, it says make a bracha in the beginning of Hallel. Say the first two brachim, go back, and then you say this.
But we don't. We don't say the bracha on Hallel.
We don't say it.
We don't say the bracha on Hallel. So what's the bracha smucha l'chaverta? But anyway, so says the Rashba, what do you see? Well, how is he explaining it? The reading in shul, it's for the reading in shul that they instituted a bracha, because that's the primary reading. In other words, why don't you make a bracha on Hallel in the Seder? Because you already made a bracha on the Hallel in shul, that's the primary reading.
You have to have it in mind, sure.
So according to the Rashba, you should have it in mind. Or, you don't have to have it in mind because you were Yotze. There's a din in Hallel on Seder night, but you were Yotze. The Ikra din in Hallel is a din in Shul. That's why the bracha is on that. So it's not that you're being Yotze the Hallel on the Seder with the bracha in Shul. It's that the Ikra din of Hallel is in the Shul, and you say the bracha on the Ikra din of Hallel, which happened in the Shul. You're right. I have to go back and look.
Say
what?
Those who don't say Hallel, they make a bracha at home.
No.
Mm.
Why not?
Nobody does.
You don't complete
for the Rashba, you would. The Rashba says, right. The Rashba says, had you not said Hallel and Shul or didn't hear the bracha, taki you would. So the only reason the Rashba is assuming that the reason that our Hallel in the Haggadah doesn't have a bracha is not because Hallel in the Haggadah doesn't have a bracha, which some say the reason Hallel and Shul doesn't have a bracha is because you break up the Hallel, say a few paragraphs before the meal and a few paragraphs after the meal, and because of the hefzik in the Hallel, it doesn't have a bracha. That's the standard reason why the Hallel and the Seder doesn't have a bracha. Says the Rashba, Chiddush, no. The Hallel and the Seder doesn't have a bracha because you're saying the bracha in the Hallel you say in Shul. Again, why this whole question is working off the assumption the Yerushalmi was that it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta. What's the smucha l'chaverta here? I don't remember. I got to look it up afterwards. Fine. The Ritva, source number 9. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah, who gives a different reason. The Ritva says, "Miata mashaniru shuderach yishar v'nochu shegomer sahal bebrichos avim biyachin basara u'mitzvah basara mishum berov amadrus melech v'chein hayamori osa maisa v'chein inig beir sarkosta lomar bebate kinesus bnei adam kasha aleim bnei aminag v'afal bichin emes yor darkel if mishos amasal d'shem shemaim u'lamoda ala emes." So the Ritva quotes the Ra'ah that it's a mitzvah to say it berov am, and that was the practice of his teacher the Ra'ah. So why say it in shul? Because if Hallel is so intertwined, Hallel is such an essential component of Pesach and the experience of Pesach, it means, for the Ritva quoting the Ra'ah, it's a technicality you're saying it in shul. It's not a din in davening, nor is it a din in the shul per se. It's a din in Berov Am. When will you have the most people? When will the Hallel be Bishleimusa? When will it be the greatest expression of Hallel, of gratitude and praise to the Almighty? When you have the most people. It's possible you're having a Seder at home, you and your wife, two people. That's not Berov Am, it's Hallel. But where's the Hallel Berov Am? It's in the shul. So for the Ritva and the Ra'ah, it's just a technicality that in order to achieve Berov Am, you do it in the place that has the most people. The tour gives a different answer. The tour, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, the Rosh's son, the tour explains that Hallel and Shul helps us avoid another dilemma at the Seder. What's the dilemma? B'inyan birchas Hallel ika plugta barabusa. Ritzpa yamavarach alav shtei pamim, achas kodem achila v'achas achar achila. When it came to the birchas Hallel, he'd make two brachas, the Ritzpa. One in the Hallel part that you say before Shulchan Aruch and the other after. So some would say two brachas on Hallel, and others would say no bracha. My father, the Rosh, we know that a bracha is not ma'akev. You can fulfill the mitzvah even if you omit the bracha. When in doubt, leave it out. That's the principle. When in doubt, leave it out. If you're not sure whether to say bracha or not, do not say the bracha. So therefore, the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh, that since it's a question of a hefsek, you're eating the whole meal in between the first part of Hallel and the second part of Hallel, better not to say any bracha at all. V'yesh mekom shenogin likras al beis hakneses b'tzibur kedush leitzarchu levarach lo b'shas ha'agada. Matov manoim minhaga. And the Torah says the minhag developed as a means to resolve this dilemma. Say the whole Hallel in shul with no interruption of chicken soup. With knedelach if you're Litvish, without knedelach if you're Hasidish, with chicken soup. So in order not to interrupt your challah with chicken soup, say the whole challah in shul. Now there's no shaila, there's no safek. Now kuleyam alapligi that you can say it with the bracha. So everyone agrees you have a mitzvah of halal on Seder night. Ah, you have a technical problem at the Seder if you say halal. Some said two brachas, some said no bracha. Resolve the dilemma, says the Torah, by saying halal in the shul. Matov manayim min haga. What a great idea. V'yesh lo smach m'sech esofrim. T'yisa ha, sometime b'shem min yotzodek, o'm b'shemun atzor yom v'layla echad gom rahalo, v'gol etzim echad yom v'shnei leilos. U'mitzvah n'muvcha l'ikra rahalo b'shnei leilos shagolios, v'orcha leim, v'lo omer b'n ima l'kayim ha'shen emar n'roma shayachtu, k'shakor b'beso ein tzorach, and so forth. Okay, so far we saw the Rashba, who said the primary reading is, the question is not why do you say halal in shul, the question is why is halal part of the Seder? The primary halal is in shul, said the Rashba. That's why the bracha is in the halal in shul, and there's no bracha in the halal at the Seder. The Ra'a says, nah, technical reason, but Rav Amadras Melech. Really, there's one chi of halal Seder night. You could say it at your house, you can incorporate the halal into the Haggadah, but Rav Amadras Melech, better to say it where all the people are. The Torah says, we avoid a halachic dilemma, a bracha dilemma. Zogt Meiri, source 11, reason number 4. He quotes our whole. Right, so we ask, Asher Galanu, she smuchel chavertu psechas bebaruch, which we haven't still figured out which. Vitirtsu aho vim shama besakinesis yatsa. Vuhushay and Hagim likras al besakinesim bod yom, zech lahal shaba azara shay omer beshash chitas psachim. Because she bear besakinesis inatom bracha halo, minutes shabracha sher galanu, enum yuchedis kokach lahalo. Sha'af im ifki atz min halal u mi brach u mi vorcha u chinyin birchas asher bara she posachas bebarach ach she lefamim ne'emeres below ha'acheros. So says the Meiri, what's the reason we say halal and shul? Zecher le korban pesach. Gemara says that when the korban pesach was being shechted, halal was sung to accompany the shechita of the korban pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach, Zecher, to remind us of the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, we sing Hallel in Shul. What's the problem with the Meiri? Korban Pesach was an Erev Pesach, what we call Erev Pesach, the afternoon of Erev Pesach. By the time we're singing Hallel in Shul on Pesach night, it's already after night. Fine. There's another minhag, by the way, a parallel minhag. Some will bake matzahs on Erev Pesach matzahs. There's a minute to sing halal while baking the Erev Pesach matzos, and the same reason is given because it's zecher to the fact it commemorates that halal was sung when the Korban Pesach was offered. The Vilna Gaon, the Gross, source 12, and the Bira Agron Shulchan Aruch gives another reason. He says, Lo niskan lebekiyim, as it says in the Tosefta, in the end of Pesachim, in the Yir She'en La'am Mishayikra, it's a halal hochel in Beis HaKnesses, v'korim perek rishon. So the Gross says, why do you say halal in shul? Very simple reason. To be motzi those who don't know how to say halal. Just like you make kiddush in shul, to be motzi those who are staying in the shul, we have the whole institution of Chazaras Hashatz. The institution of Chazaras Hashatz is to help those who can't recite the Amidah on their own. So halal in shul corresponds to that. Oh, why don't you say the whole Haggadah for people who can't say the whole Haggadah at home? I don't know.
Why do you have to say it on the matzah?
I understand, but I'm saying, so what, we extract the only piece that you can. So the Gross says, the origin of Halal and Shul is for those who couldn't say it on their own. Reb Chaim, and the Rav quoted his grandfather, Shirim Zecha Abba Mori, source 13. Reb Chaim had this big chiddush. Reb Chaim said, there are two halals on Seder night. Yes, we have a chi of halal Seder night, but there's two types of halal. There's a halal zecher l'neis, and there's a halal of yontif. The halal of yontif is that on yontif, the day of simcha, the day that you're lifnei Hashem, all of those feelings demand, all of those feelings elicit hallel. You feel your lifnei Hashem, your mechuyev in simcha v'samachta b'chagecha. So all of that feeling of wholeness and completion and before the Almighty generates the recitation of hallel, adin and yontif. But there's also the hallel that you say, which is a miracle happened. It's a miracle. So the hallel that you say in the Seder is a miracle. Chayev adam liras azatim ukili yotzim mitzrayim. Person has to see themselves as if they went through the experience of the Exodus. So if you experience the Exodus, it's mechayev you immediately to say lefichach. You have to say, you just finished Magid. You went from mitchilo of the avodah zara to kirvan ufnei hamakom. You went from avadim ayinu to now we're b'nei chorin. You just told the whole story of Magid. So if you see yourself in the story, then you have to do what comes next. And what comes next after experiencing liberty and freedom? Comes next is hallel. Oh, so let's look inside. Right, why is Pesach the only yontif that is a chi of hallel at night? So let's see the way he puts it here.
The same souls?
Yeah, 13. My grandfather Zatzal, Ruchayim, Kava Mismarim La'alacha Kedasa Machaber. My grandfather secured this minhag. In fact, Reb Chaim instructed his family to say it. Upam siper li Abba Mari, and my father, Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, once told me, when someone once challenged Reb Chaim, what do you mean? The Rama says we don't say it. Kas Adoni Avi Zkeni, Va'amar Halomikra Malayu. His grandfather said, what are you talking about? It's off in a pasuk. It's straight in the pasuk. It says in Yeshaya Asher Yelachem Kalil Kadesh Chag. Sugi Be'erchen Yolf Adin Halal B'yantav Mikasav Zeh. We learn from this pasuk in Yeshaya that Yantif is Mechayev HaHalal. Ve'ech Efshar L'estapik Ba'alach Baruch Hazu. U'kshal HaShol HaSo Halal Anomri Mesahal Ba'agada. What do you mean? So Yantif is Mechayev HaHalal. First of all, the question should have been, we're going to say it tomorrow morning in Shul. Why tonight? But instead, the questioner asked, you're going to say it in a moment in the Haggadah. Yeshivo, my grandfather answered, Halal Zashayach L'Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim Ve'enu Mahava Kiyom Shalhal Shiyantif. No, there's two types of halal at night. There's the halal of, I just got out of Egypt, I have to say halal. That's the halal of the Seder. And there's the halal of, it's Yantif. And Yantif is Mechayev Halal. That's the halal we say in Shul. Ubir Divrei Adoni Aviz Keni, Rabbeinu Agadol. What's the explanation of my grandfather? Nira ki bevadim lo karas halal b'esak neses, v'amar as halal b'seder agadol, yatsi dechov ashtey mitzvos. Of course, if you didn't say it in shul, you said it at home, you can fulfill both in one. Mitzvahs halal shesipri yitzis mitzrayim, mitzvahs halal shiyantav. But ram yesh lahaktim lomar halal shiyantav kodim kedei lakayim shteya mitzvahs halal b'shteya amiros. So you can be yotzei both ideas of halal within one recitation, but if you could honor each mechayev separately, it's better to honor them separately with two recitations. Uvechlal lama lo lichos kiyam mitzvahs amiros halal shiyantav, mitzvah shabil yadu al yach mitzena. And moreover, the Hallel of Yom Tov begins immediately. You don't have to wait till the end of Magid after you fulfilled Chayev Adam Liras Atzmo. You could do it immediately. So therefore, one should not delay and turn the Hallel into Chametz. V'ayim Baramban, Shem Mitoch Dvarav Abiru Bishalmi, O Leshem Lokaras Hallel Besek Nes Chayev Baruch HaGadol. Taki, you would make a bracha if you said it at home like the Rashba said, like the Ramban says, if you didn't in Shul Baram. Im Karas Hallel Besek Nes, Api Shechoz V'omar HaSeder, Einam Bavaruch. So he says, I don't understand. If halal belongs at the Seder, deserves a bracha, then it should begin with a bracha, whether you said the bracha at home or not. If halal at the Seder doesn't get a bracha, what should it matter whether you remember to say it at home or not? However, Baram Lafi Devarenu Le'el, the way we explained it, says the Rav, Devarei Ramban Olin Yafi Yafi, Shtei Mitzvah Salah Nikvah B'la Pesach, Amir Sa'al Sheyantif, Kamo B'chol Yantif, and here's going to answer your question, Ella, Shebe Pesach, Gam Alay L'machayiv Likra Sa'halal, B'shay Yantif Halal Tala Biyom, he didn't really answer, Api HaKosav Ashir Yelachem Kles Kadesh Chag, Amir Sa'halal B'tur Shevach Vodah, Shema Migufa Shasipri Tzias Mitzrayim, Lefichach, Anach Chayim Mahodot Lahal, Api Gzeres HaKosav, Yigad Levincha, Benogel, Birchaz HaMitzvos, Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, Nemar Bali Bracha. So the halal that you're saying as part of the Seder does not get a bracha. Why? Because that's a spontaneous, the way the Rav described it. The halal of the Seder is a spontaneous halal. What do you mean a spontaneous? It's in the Haggadah. It means, you see yourself as a slave. Spontaneous now we erupt. Once you already say a bracha on that kind of halal, you've taken the spontaneity. You've turned this declaration of, wow, I just experienced freedom. Wow, I feel liberated. Wow, I feel so fortunate. I have all I want to do is erupt in halal. You've turned it from a spontaneous feeling of joy and gratitude to, let me put a notch in my belt, let me put a check next to halal, I said a bracha. So the halal of the Haggadah, which was designed to be a spontaneous expression of gratitude, dafka should not have a bracha. However, the halal and shul should. So now here's what he says. If you didn't say halal and shul, the halal you're saying in the Seder is both kinds of halal. It's both the spontaneous and the yantif halal. So you say the bracha for the part that's the yantif halal. But if you said the bracha on the yantif halal and shul, then the halal that you say at home is a spontaneous halal. It's a response to a miracle, and that you do not say a bracha on. That we saw was the machlokas. According to some, you should not. You just say the bracha again after the meal. But you either have the minhag to say it in shul, in which case you don't have to say it at the Seder, or you don't have the minhag to say it in shul, in which case you still shouldn't say it at the Seder, because like the tour said, none of the Rishonim, the Rosh included, didn't say it at the Seder. Good. So,
they didn't say it at the Seder, and they didn't say it in shul either.
Where?
Those that didn't say it in shul still made no bracha. Right?
Correct. Those today who have the minhag not to say it in shul, if you follow the Ramah, if you're a true Ashkenazi, then you don't say it in shul, nor do you say a bracha at the Seder. Correct. Oh, everyone says halal on the Seder. So again, we saw six reasons. The Rashba, the primary reading is in shul. The question is not do we say halal in shul, the question is why do you say halal at home? According to the Ra'ah, Barov HaMadras Melech, it's a technicality. Halal is most meaningful when you say it with the most amount of people. According to the Tur, helps you avoid this halachic dilemma. You have this hefsek called Shulchan Aruch in the middle, so should you make a bracha on the halal or not? You resolve it by saying it in shul. According to the Meiri, it's a zecher for the Korban Pesach. Halal was recited when the Korban Pesach was offered. According to the Gon, for those who couldn't say it by themselves. And according to Reb Chaim, there are two types of halal. There's the halal of Yontif, which Ein Hachanami Pesach is an exception that the halal of Yontif is at night, not only in the morning. And there's the spontaneous halal of gratitude, and therefore we say them both. Six reasons. So we saw six reasons why the Yerushalmi, Masechta Sofrim, or the Bahag may have introduced this practice. What about the Ramah? The Ramah who was opposed to it. What is the opposition? Why not say halal? What's the downside on saying halal? So the Netziv in his Meshiv Davar, his Tshuva, source 14, the Netziv says, he's passively saying it, parenthetically. You can't do maror before matzah. Does manu ikari achar achilas pesach? V'advar matikim u'mufurashim b'makom acher. So says the Netziv, the minhag is not to say halal pesach and shul at night. Why? Because the proper time to say halal is with the eating of the matzah, before eating the matzah. If you advance it to in shul, you're doing it in an incomplete, compromised fashion, not at its right time, and not in its proper way.
This
that's what
answers to Meiri, that you say halal at the time of Korban Pesach, till the night.
But the halal wasn't said with the eating of the Korban Pesach. Halal was said with the shechita of the Korban Pesach. Yeah.
Also, they say the first half of halal before you get the matzah. Everybody, right?
Correct.
So what he's saying here is that you have to have it after the matzah.
Right? He's saying it's couched. The matzah is couched in the halal. You start halal, you eat matzah, you finish halal. Halal are the bookends that surround the matzah. Halal is part of the Seder experience. If you're going to be yotze halal and shul, it's shalob b'shleimusa. You're saying incomplete halal, not the way that it was designed to be said.
Who wrote the halal?
It's prokem from Tillim, David HaMelech. The Aruch HaShulchan, source 15, Rabbi Chilmichael Epstein, gives a technical reason.
He says, "Ain anu noagim kain ve'ain omer bebeis haknesses halaklal shaloniskar b'shas b'yushalmi isa shayikorin hal bebeis haknesses." True, it appears in the Yerushalmi, but our bavli shas, the basis of our practice, doesn't include it. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know what the whole Talmud's over. Doesn't appear in our shas. Therefore, we don't say it. We certainly don't say it with the bracha. The Brisker Rav, Rav Velvel, it is in the Yerushalmi. But if it doesn't have a mukkar in the Bavli, we follow the Bavli. There's a reason he says the Bavli omitted it. Whatever reason the Bavli omitted it is why we omit it as well.
That's no machlokes that we follow Yerushalmi. We never follow Yerushalmi.
I guess there's a machlokes in that it's omitted. That's a form of the machlokes. Because remember, the Bavli also lists the days that your gomer is a halal. So it's cholik in that it leaves it out. Now, if it never gave a list like that, you could say, but it's cholik in that it creates a list but leaves it out. Rav Velvel, the Brisker Rav, this I thank Rabbi Flug for this makor, and this Sefer Stei Avram by a Talmud, quotes the Brisker Rav as follows. Hine kosm shochan rabbi dine tfilas Pesach, b'la rishon gomer hal b'tzir b'nim b'rochat chil v'sof. Rama koza ein anu noa gin kein. U'minik tamidi agro kedasa shochan arach lomer halal. Ubi agro kosov al divrei Rama, ki lo niskan l'bikiyim. Halal niskan mishum ilu she'enam b'kiyim, anu b'kiyim l'fichach ein tzorach likro. U'min hagei tamidi agro, so the Gra gave the reason why I say halal and shul for those who don't know how to do it. Today everyone can go home and say halal. Everyone knows how to read. Now the Talmidei Gra continued the practice of the Gra to follow the Machaber on this, unlike the Ramah, zecher to the fact that there were those who, that's how it was instituted, there were those who didn't know. B'Yerushalmi Misachas Shkolam Miboylon Ma'u Lishtos Basachas Pashtin L'Midam Rav Mana Rav Yosei Halal L'Mam Rav Beis HaKnesses Yatza. The Griz had a kepeda, unlike his father, Reb Chaim, and unlike the Beis Agra, as a Talmidei Agra, the Griz felt he did not say halal. Why? If you remember the Mishnayos we did Arvei Pesachim last year, you remember the Mishnayos described how the four kosos were designated. And one of the four kosos was designated to be recited. We have the minhag to lift the kos while saying halal. Halal is said ala kos. Or the kos is said ala halal. So if you say halal in shul and you've been yotzei halal, then what you're saying here is not a halal. You've been yotzei halal. You're just repeating words. So now you're doing an incomplete dalet kosos. It's a pegam. Maybe some of you get the cute pun. It's a pegam in the dalet kosos. It's a pegam in the dalet kosos because you've been yotzei halal in advance. So by the halal you're saying at the Seder already, it's not a real halal. So now you're not fulfilling saying one of the dalet kosos on halal. And therefore, the griz followed the ramah. That you don't. According to Reb Chaim, it works out. According to Reb Chaim, it's a second halal. I don't know, the griz didn't know this vort of his father. Maybe only Reb Moshe knew this vort of his father. Two brothers, the Griz and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik. So, according to Reb Chaim, there's two chiyuvim of halal at night. The halal of yontif you say in shul, and the halal, the spontaneous halal you say at home. So maybe the halal ala kos is the spontaneous halal is ala kos. So even if you said it in shul, you're still yotzei.
In this
vort,
he says there's no bracha on that one.
And Echadami, even Reb Chaim said there's no bracha on that one.
So how would you have answered the question with the kaisis?
No, because it's still ala kos to be saying halal on it, even without a bracha.
Because No,
why do you need the bracha on halal to be halakos?
Each one has a bracha.
Right? No, but not a bracha of halal.
So then there's no question, because I was going to ask you, we have still nishmas and hudal Hashem and all that, and we end with the ishtabach, right? So there's still halal, even without this halal.
Okay, but not the halal as we think of it as the matbeah.
The question about the kaisis would be answered with other parts of the
with that part of the So we saw six reasons to say halal in shul. We saw three reasons, then it's siv. That you should, the proper way to say halal is with the matzah. Revelvel, the proper way is to say halal is with the Dalet Kosos. And the Aruch HaShulchan, that it doesn't appear in the Bavli, so we omit it all together. Should we say it or not? And if you're in a place that's different than your minhag, what should you do? So Rav Shechter quotes the Rav, Source 17 in Nefesh HaRav, Rabbeinu Ayam Yayetz L'Rabbonim Shkoleich HaDefshar Mibli Lassos Machlokes Shekedai Lahem Lahanig Amiris HaHal B'Brachol Beis HaKinesis B'Beis Lilu Shal Pesach. The Rav encouraged his Talmidim to institute the saying of Hala with a bracha in shul, afilu b'mekom shlanogu kei mitchila. Even if a rabbi took over a shul that had the minhag not to say halal, this was one of the Rav's rare cases where he inserted himself and encouraged him. Ki kein yiru lo lahalacha mi'ikar adin. He felt this was the ikar adin halacha. In Mipnine Arav, source 18, I am askos nefesh Arav, but Rabbeinu masa heyach shu zocher shagun, Reb Chaim kein amar sahal b'minyan shelo, that's Ella Shadodor Griz Yatza Azmi Beis HaKinesis Kilo Rata Lino Kain Vigam Rata Shia Nira Kiporish Menatzibur Mishar Sham Velo Yimra Halo. So the Rav remembered that his grandfather in his minhag instituted saying it. Again, even though we followed the Ramah, but in this case followed the Shulchan Aruch, and his son Revelvel, who disagreed, left shul. Why? Because it would look worse to be in shul and stay and not say it than to leave. The Meir Shapiro and the Zichron Meir, there's an allusion to a story of a shul in his community saying the halal, not saying the halal. You can look at that later. Source 20, the Tshuva Me'ava quotes his Rebbe, the Nodeb Yehuda, who had the minhag to say halal. Again, Nodeb Yehuda is an Ashkenazi posik. Nevertheless, deviated from the usual practice of following the Ramah, and here adopted the practice of the Machaber and the Gra, and so on, and had the practice of saying it. But what if it's not your minhag? Should you stay or leave? If your minhag is not to say halal and they're saying halal, should you leave? So Moshe deals with this in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelik Beis, source 21. And he says the following, Anoag HaMashitis HaGro Omrim Halal Beis HaKinesis B'Leid Pesachim L'chein Av Shebeis HaKinesis U'Shal Nusach HaAshkenaz Omrim Halal Shemistam HaYushal Mibal HaBatim Shanoag HaMka HaGro Memeila Asa L'Shanas Lomar Lahem Shelo Yomru. So if a shul has developed the custom to follow the Gra and say it, it's wrong to object and protest and tell them to stop. They have a right to follow the minhag hagra. V'chein asa memela latzeis, tekevin shenagu kein sham, gami she'enu noeg lo marhalol, kevin she'ata mispalo b'beis hakinezes ze asa l'shanas me'emach locus. So they're entitled to follow their minhag, and you, if you're there, even if it's not your minhag, are obligated to follow their minhag too by virtue of being there. Because otherwise it looks like a machlokas. Lo sisko to do. Vim yata b'shul zeh arei nami ikatam da'asar b'nei machlokas. Kevin shako yavinu shiyata mishum shecholik aleihem. For you to leave, you'll say, well, it doesn't look like a matzeg. It's not that I'm standing there but learning a sefer. I left. Says Rav Moshe, your leaving is also obviously an objection or because you are not having the same practice. Aval ein lo levarach gizeo betzinet lo nikar kokach. So you should stay and you should say halal, but you don't make the bracha. Why? To stand there and look from a sefer is obvious. To leave is obvious. To omit the bracha, nobody knows. And then Rav Moshe goes even further. In order to avoid machlokas, in order to avoid losses go to do, you're in a shul, your minhag is not to say halal, they're saying halal, don't leave, stay there. Say it, and if it will be obvious, all eyes are on you, whether you're saying the bracha, say the bracha. V'raya mipsachim, and Rav Moshe brings a raya from a gemara in Psachim. Not everybody agreed. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky felt that you should leave, and Revelvel felt that you should leave early. Don't wait till davening gets up to that and leave, although it's right after the Amida, but leave in a way that's much more inconspicuous. Very interesting. What about women? Women are mostly not in shul on Seder night. Women are mostly not in shul at night, but particularly Seder night, where there's a lot of preparations to make. So if there's a chiyuv of halal, independent of the halal in shul, what about women? So look at this amazing source. Rav Avadya Zatzal, Yechav Das, Chelek Hei, deals with this question. Hanoshim tzrichos ligmor halal b'birchas b'lo pesach, b'brachas b'lo pesach, Kodum tchilas haseder, kamashinogin came on ashen ligmar halal b'berachas beis hakinesis b'tfilah avos. Our whole discussion has centered around the men and in shul. But let's say Reb Chaim is right that there's a second type of halal. If there is in fact a second halal, when are women yotze that second halal? What do women do? So he has a tshuva here. You could read the whole tshuva, which repeats much of what we've said so far.
Are they mechayiv in general to say halal on any yotzeh? We say shuas. You see, this is how you find ground, right?
Correct, but we.
It's the yomtiv. It's not the seder, but it's seder mechayiv in every
day. Right. Exactly. So look at the next page. The top of the next page, page 12. B'davar borish yikra amir shalal b'la pesach mishum aneshel yitzias mitzrayim. So therefore, I'm skipping to where he's going to get to. And so on. We saw that in the Meiri. He adds it all up. Lufiza, the bottom line, on the right column, page 12. Lufiza, nira shagam anashim chayavas b'mir sal shal yom pesach, shal pesach, kidin ha'anashim, sha'afen ayu ba'oso anes. We apply the principle of afen ayu. So just like Nashim Chayav is Barba Kosos, because Afin Eba also Anais, so there should also be Chayav in Halal. And women are Pturos from Halal and Tsukkis, Mitzvah Shav Zman Grama. Halal Shal Seder, La Pesach, or Chayavos. Mikim Shal Chayav is Barba Kosos. So maybe this other new Halal too, women should be obligated. And if you go to the end, you'll find, go to page 13, the last page, Rav Avadya ends his Tshuva. He's very kind, he gives us a Sikkum. Gam anoshim tzrichos ligmar ahal bebrichosav b'la pesach kodem kiddush. V'yisu brocha me'is Hashem. Sfardi women are no egg like Rav Avadya, or Sfardi women who follow Rav Avadya are no egg like Rav Avadya. Is Paskin's halacha l'maisa here in Yechaved Das. That, I know Rabbi Shabtai told me that his wife does this. Before they begin the Seder, his wife says halal with a brocha. Only then do they begin the Seder. And there's the other, I don't know of any Ashkenazim, even the briskers, I shouldn't say the briskers, it depends if you're a follower of Rav Elvel or the Rav. But even the Talmidei Hagra who say halal with a bracha in shul, I don't know anyone who has the minhag that their wife should say halal with a bracha too before the Seder begins. Now if you apply, the reason is Barav Amadras Melech, and it doesn't help a woman standing at home to say the halal at home before the Seder. You're not helping that technical reason of Barav Amadras Melech. If the reason of the Gra was to be motzi those who don't know how, it's not helping that the woman were to do it at home. So that would be a big nafkamina between the six reasons we saw, should a woman say it at home. According to Reb Chaim, that there's two dinim and halal at night, so women too are obligated in that second din of halal at night. So therefore, the woman would have to say it at home before kiddush as well. Wishing everyone a chag kosher v'sameach, good yontif. Look forward to resuming the kolal after Pesach. We'll have copies of your Torah journal Yadrim. I'm sure Bishabtai will be coming with them momentarily.